I'm Sean from Voices of Defiance, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
You have been granted clearance by Director Phil Coulson. Stand by for SHIELD debriefing. All information to be discussed here is classified and may only be discussed among agents granted clearance by the SHIELD director.
Now it's time for your scheduled debriefing. I'm Agent Haley.
I'm Agent Lobster.
And I'm Agent Jay. Well, not that Agent Jay, the other...
Here come the men in black.
Welcome to Legends of SHIELD, a Marvel Comic Universe podcast, episode number 62, covering Agent Carter, season 1, episode 8, Valediction. This podcast is recorded on Thursday, February 26th, 2015. Legends of SHIELD is a fan-based podcast on the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of SHIELD, Marvel's Agents Carter, and the general Marvel comic universe.
Because of shooterless guns.
If you would like to talk to us about shooterless guns, you can visit the website, legendsofshield.com. You can call the voicemail, 844-THE-BUS-1, 844-843-2871. Visit the Facebook Legends of SHIELD podcast page, on Twitter, at Legends of SHIELD, the Tumblr, legendsofshield.tumblr.com, the YouTube channel, Legends of SHIELD, and the forums at forums.gunnageek.com. Search the Gunna Geek on Tapatalk.
Tapatalk.
No, wrong podcast. Stop that.
Oh, damn it.
We can do the Tapatalk song anytime we want.
That's right. So what podcast is this again?
This one is Legends of SHIELD. It's the Marvel one.
So this is the Marvel one, which I've been dying to get on because yes. I'm a Marvel fan, and yet I'm on two DC TV shows.
Yes. Every single one of us is on a DC podcast.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
So I am super excited to be here.
I think all three of us are actually more Marvel people than we are DC, and yet we're all on DC podcasts.
Well, it's because there's so many DC shows out there right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And for this podcast, we just were like, no, we get all the Marvel stuff. We're not sharing.
We're not going to do a Daredevil podcast.
Nope, we're keeping it. We'll take our ball and your ball and go home. So this week, we're talking about the season one, possibly series finale of Agent Carter, Valediction.
What does valediction mean? Because I was thinking like a valedictory tour.
See, I was thinking like valedictorian. That's what came to mind when I...
Okay, like valedictorian. Yeah. And then I was thinking like, does it mean like vindication where you're like, oh, she was right all along?
I think that's validation.
Validation. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was thinking validation too. Yeah.
Okay. So valediction means like saying goodbye, right?
Yes. And then that's where the valedictorian comes from, because it could mean a statement or address made as a farewell. So the valedictorian makes the valediction speech.
Makes the speech. Yeah. Right.
See, I was thinking it was like veil, I don't know. It was my doctor who was bleeding in.
You're trying to figure out what this has to do with the valyard.
Exactly. That's...
Do you think the saying goodbye then was the dumping the blood in the river?
I think so.
Okay.
Hey.
Hopefully not saying goodbye to Agent Carter or the show.
I hope not. That and kind of Howard saying goodbye to his guilt over Steve's death.
It could be.
Yep.
I could see that.
So this week, we start off right where we ended last week. Everyone in the SSR office after Dooley has jumped out the window and exploded.
Right.
Yeah. And they go through it again. I was like, that was rough to watch the first time. And then you like repeat it in all of its detail. Man, it doesn't get easier.
But the people on the street must have been like, man, what is it like to work at the phone company? Must be terrible.
People blowing themselves up and jumping out of windows. They hate their job so much. I mean, who hasn't felt that way? Just me? Okay.
I mean, I've never worked at a phone company, but I can imagine.
I work with phones. That's enough.
That's true.
I like how Howard just randomly like, no, I'm here now. Just walks right into the SSR.
You know who does the security for this place? Yeah, you should have hired me.
Didn't he say like the same people that did the White House or something like that?
That's what they said. But their security is a woman at a phone switch with a gun under her.
Right.
Desk. That's the level of security we've got here. And you know Howard just flirted his way in.
Oh, yeah.
It's his thing.
Because that's what he does.
It's his thing. I love the put your hands up and Jarvis puts his hand up.
Howard's still got his hands in his pockets.
Howard's just like, all right. All right, whatever.
He's like, what are you going to do, shoot me? No, you're not. I'm Howard Stark.
I'm Howard Stark.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Forgot we're not which supposed cast I was on. To swear. No.
I don't have to edit.
That was an evil laugh.
Okay.
So Stark is there to turn himself in because he's feeling guilty. He's got a plan. What's his deal?
Oh, wait. No, Howard comes after they go to the movie theater, doesn't he?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
The movie theater.
Yeah. The movie theater, the rage.
Rage gas.
You know, you get a whiff of that stuff and you just go nuts, silent but deadly.
Yep.
And, I mean, come on, who hasn't felt some of that rage at a movie theater?
Yep. Don't you hate, like, when you pick the perfect seat and then somebody tall sits down right in front of you and you're like, dude.
They wheel in a baby. They need to, like, tweet during the whole thing.
Yeah. Proof that you're not supposed to take babies to a movie.
Yep. I said last week, one of many reasons we shouldn't let babies in the theater.
That's right.
Although, I do have to say that in all seriousness, the way that Sousa reacted when he saw the stroller, when he saw the little baby carriage, I connected with that. Like, yeah. That's exactly the way I'd have been like, oh, no, please, God.
Oh,
you know?
No.
Not a baby.
Not the baby. The baby killed everyone. The baby, like, was, like, on top of the pile at the end. Like, ah.
But I mean, the way that he was going after that carriage, like, you knew had he found a baby, it would have destroyed him.
Right.
It kind of made me think
the baby would have destroyed him, because baby's fingernails are really sharp. You know, I don't know.
Are.
Was it the end of last season in The Walking Dead when they were fleeing the prison and they find the baby's car seat? That's what it made me think of. I don't know if either of you watched The Walking Dead.
Nope.
I believe I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It worked out. Baby's fine. Spoilers. But yeah, they find the car seat just covered in blood.
That's fun.
Yep. Good times.
Thanks for that visual.
Good times. Well, you know, The Walking Dead, such a happy show.
That's true.
So, but instead, it's a canister, and he does the dumbest thing, which is turn the knob right near his face.
Well, I don't think he turned the knob. He was just kind of fiddling with the canister.
Don't fiddle with the canister.
Yes, that's
fiddling
what
with
I was thinking.
Fiddling with the canister, probably not the smartest thing either.
Yeah, quit it. Knock it off.
So, okay, you get a pass for not actually spraying it directly into your face, but you're still jacking with it.
Right.
It's like, you know, maybe hold that at arm's length and be like, hey, I need an evidence bag, guys.
Or be like, we should take this back to the lab before we fiddle with this.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah. Along those lines.
But instead, he gets a whiff of the, what do we want to call it, rage gas or...
That'll probably work.
Angry smoke, something like that. And he loses his cool and starts doing what we've all wanted to do, which is beat up Thompson.
Yeah.
And I love how later, when he's in the hospital and he tells Carter, you know, I still want to kill him, but not any more than usual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. And then we see Dottie and Dr. Bad Guy fleeing the scene.
Dr. Bad Guy.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. And won't it be fun to tear it all down? She is just delightfully evil.
Yes, she is.
She takes such glee in being evil.
She's not psychotic at all.
Oh my gosh, I am just the silliest goose.
That was a good scene. I like that.
Yeah.
The tension of he pulls them over and you know they're dangerous, but they're like, oh, what's going to happen? But of course, he hypnotizes him.
Yeah, but you know, you thought she was going to shoot him, and that didn't happen.
It was terrifying the way that she was able to like turn it off and on like that, though.
Yeah.
Because I've run into women like that, and it's just one of those moments of like, oh dear God, I am not safe anywhere in this county.
She's a sociopath. That's it.
Yeah, basically.
So then that's when we go back to the office and Howard comes back.
Right.
And then Jarvis trims his nose hairs for him.
Right. What is it?
Looks like a spider.
Like a nest of spiders with very short legs.
I love that. That's what it looks like in my nose. I know that.
Very short legs?
Very short legs. Keep them trimmed. All right, anyway.
And then Howard has the brilliant idea to make himself the bait in a trap.
Yeah, because that can't possibly go wrong when you're dealing with actual smart villains.
Nope. No possible way this could backfire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as the shot happened, I knew there was more going on because I'm like, okay, one, the Dr. Ring guy is not going to take the shot.
Dr. Ring guy.
He's going to let Dottie do it because clearly she's the one that can do it. And she would not miss, especially not at that, like,
right.
She might be aiming for directly between his eyes and land on the eyebrow or something. I can see that kind of drift, but no, she's not going to hit the window above him.
Right.
So as soon as the window got hit, I'm like, and they spring the trap.
So that brings us to shooterless guns, which are the diversionary tactic preferred by Soviet assassins.
Which, you know, kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
And it was just like a little mechanical thing, nothing super technical about it.
Yep. Very effective.
Probably on like an egg timer so they could time it for when it would start shooting.
Yep.
So they could be long gone and abduct Howard Stark.
And then he's in the car with her and he doesn't remember her at all. Not even a little bit.
That was hilarious. I mean, I'm sorry, you've got a cold-blooded, completely trained killer here that, yo, completely emotionless, and he manages to get under her skin just by forgetting her name.
Is it Alex? Nope.
And they keep it going, too. That was the great part. It's like all the way until the end.
Yep.
I can tell you from experience, women do not like that at all.
But I mean, it's Howard Stark. What did you expect?
And it's how he's got to press the buttons.
Yep.
No.
But then we find out that Dr. Bad Guy, because I still can't remember his name.
Is he Leviathan? Like, he's Leviathan, or...
He works for Leviathan.
Leviathan is...
Leviathan is the organization he works for.
I never really, like, connected the dots on the show of Leviathan versus him versus Hydra.
I think that they kept it intentionally vague. Like, you're not supposed to know exactly what's going on.
They needed a big organized villain to go up against, but they didn't want to use Hydra again right away. So, Leviathan.
I guess so. Maybe he's Dr. Leviathan. That'd be a cool name.
But his brother died at Finnau. So that's his motivation.
Yeah. And now we understand exactly what happened at Finnau.
Right.
Yeah. It's the same thing that happened at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not good. Not good at all. I love the name for it, Midnight Oil, which was meant to keep people awake, keep soldiers from needing sleep.
Yeah.
But instead it created the symptoms of extreme sleep deprivation.
And they dropped it on the Russians to help them.
Yeah. Help. Finger quotes.
Which, if you think about it, it's basically the same as the Reavers from Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes them go crazy.
Yeah.
Same effect.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But we did find out for sure in this episode that it's his voice that has the hypnotic power, not the ring that he's been fiddling with on his finger.
I think it's both.
Well, no, because we saw him when he was trying to, I don't know, seduce Sousa or whatever. He didn't touch the ring at all.
Well, because he didn't want to move because he'd get shot.
Well, yeah.
I think that the ring was more just something to help them focus on. If he's sitting there jacking with his ring, you're going to start to watch what he's doing while he's talking to you. It's very similar to the, you know, waving the watch in front of him. The watch has nothing to do with it. It's just a visual thing for you to focus on.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I've got to say, though, the moment when Sousa starts to pull the cotton out of his ears, though, it just I literally cheered.
Was he saying something? Because he's trying to get into Sousa's head, and he's like, you know, they look at you as half a man. I've seen the way you look at Carter. Like, she'll never love a man like you, yada, yada, yada.
Mm.
Just shoot him. And he's all the whole time, he's just, like, getting close enough to punch him.
Yeah. Although, I mean, he played it up, too, because you see him, like, stumble with his cane and whatnot, and he bought into it, too.
Like, tilting his head and everything. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He played it.
He did. I like that guy.
Although, the one thing that pissed me off more than anything was at the end when the congressman comes in, and I don't know why, but I thought there was a moment where Thompson was actually going to give Peggy credit.
No way.
Nope. He's still a D-bag.
He is.
That infuriated me, because I was like, you've got your moment, you've got your... And you're a douche.
Yep. And Sousa's like, no, I'm going to go set him straight. And then we get from Peggy, I know my value. Anyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You get him, Peggy.
Still doesn't mean I have to like it.
And then he asks her out, and she's like, oh, I'm busy. Super busy.
Yeah, dumping blood in the river. Come on. Hey, I got this vial. You want to help me?
But isn't that how you spend your Saturdays?
Well, yeah.
Sundays.
I've been doing it all wrong.
You know, whatever.
I reserve my medical waste contamination
for the weekends.
Right.
No.
But there's a couple things I want to talk about, too, which are, one is Howard getting hypnotized and what he thinks he's trying to do while he's under hypnosis, which is going back to Captain America and trying to save him.
Yeah, this time he found him and he was able to rescue him.
Right.
Yeah.
Was the idea. And then we got that shot of Peggy holding his shield.
Right.
And being like, go get him.
Yeah, that was cool. But no, it's all a figment of his imagination, and he's really about to drop the gas on New York City.
Yeah.
Which, again, there's another Stark with a weapon of mass destruction headed for Manhattan.
It's a genetic thing. Let's face it.
Just where they end up.
But I did really enjoy that because it kind of shows to you that, like, of all the things that Howard Stark has done, the only thing he truly regrets is losing Steve.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, if he could fix any one thing in his life, that is the one thing he would go and, like, this dude has done some seriously messed up stuff. And that's the thing that he fixates on. It was a great look into his character.
Well, and I think it was this week, but it might have been last week. He said something like, you know, Steve's the one good thing I ever created.
Yeah.
The one force for good. Everything else is destructive.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about the moment we've all been waiting for, which is Peggy and Dottie throwing down. Isn't this fun?
And we've talked about this before on the show, how Peggy's fighting style is very different than what we see from, like, May or Black Widow or something. Like,
she's
a 40s brawler.
Yeah.
And then she goes up against Dottie, who is more like Black Widow. She's, like, secret super spy.
She's the martial artist. Yeah.
And
then Peggy's just coming in with the haymaker.
Like, tackling her and shoving her up against the wall and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool to see.
Oh, and it was one of those things where, like, you knew she wasn't going to hit very often, but when she did, it was like, yay!
Like, she's going to feel that one.
Because you felt it.
Yeah.
And then sends her flying through the window.
And then there was a baseball bat and everything involved. There were some pretty good hits that they both got in there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if this is, I don't know if you guys have been following it, but Hayley Atwell accidentally killed, like, 4 stuntmen during the production of the show.
Really?
So, not really. But
she came close.
I wonder if this is one of those fight scenes where she accidentally took somebody out.
I can see that.
Yeah, on the regular, she sent stunt guys to the hospital.
Wow.
It was like daily tweets from her account. It was like, well, I just broke somebody's nose.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Stuntman, for accidentally hitting you in the face.
Wow. She's tough.
At some point, you have to question her accidentally.
Yep.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun actually watching that part. Because, let's face it, they've been building to it for a long time now. And actually getting to see a full-on fight. Because aside from, like, one quick little thing or another, you don't really get to see Dottie fighting all that much. You get to see her do, like, one or two cool little things. I think the most we've seen from her before now is when she took out Sousa. Which lasted about, 3 seconds?
Well, no, she took out all the agents in that building. Like, when she went down the stairs, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, but you didn't actually see her take any... It was all, like, one hit, maybe two.
Well, yeah, because the agents were dumb and didn't just shoot her.
Right. But I'm saying, like, this was the first time we actually got to see what she's fully capable of.
Right. A prolonged fight scene.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, and she's not holding back because she's not fighting somebody that she doesn't want to kill accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's okay with killing Dottie.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Okay, so then the end of the episode, Jarvis is letting, I can't remember her name, the other girl.
Angie.
Yes.
Yeah. Angie and Peggy are going to be crashing at one of Stark's places.
Which I have to be, I'm like, okay, this is what I wanted from the show from the beginning, which was like, she's going to start to train Angie to be her protege.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Season 2.
I was thinking that's like a great premise for the off-season spinoff is just a sitcom of Peggy and Angie in this house.
Basically Three's Company with them and Jarvis.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. That's the off-season.
I just don't want to know what's happened in and on the fine things.
And you see him like holding the pillow like, yeah, I probably shouldn't be holding this.
I'm really glad black lights don't exist yet.
Yeah. Oh, man. And I really think, because I kind of got this impression from the show so far, that they were setting Angie up to be trained by Peggy to be a secret agent.
I think that, and I still think they were setting it up for Sousa to be the first undercover Hydra agent within S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh.
They could still go that way. That's the thing. The way that they left it is like, if they don't get season 2, if it just ends right here, you can go on believing that Sousa is the guy that Peggy winds up with. You know, the one that she refers to in Cap 2. And,
mm-hmm.
And if they do continue to go, he could still very easily be a Hydra agent.
Right. And even if they don't get a season 2, they could still do... within Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., do some flashbacks to the Agent Carter group.
Yeah.
So we know that Peggy is going to be in Age of Ultron in some capacity.
Yes.
Whether it will be a flashback, whether it will be old Peggy,
Well, we've kind of seen that Scarlet Witch is going to do something to the Avengers that's going to cause all of them to have like flashbacks or memories of some sort. So I wonder if that's going to be Steve's flashback.
Could be. Another thing I'm wondering is it going to tie into where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver come from? Like, is there going to be something from Peggy's past that ties a link to how they ended up under Hydra's control?
It's possible. Or we could see Baron Von Strucker at some point in the 40s, because he's been a bad guy for a real long time.
Yeah.
And speaking of tie-ins with Avengers and Captain America movies, we got a little cameo at the end of this episode.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Our favorite Arnim's...
Dobby showed up.
Dobby.
Arnim Zola.
Dobby is a free elf.
It's just hard to take him seriously when I know he did the voice of Dobby. It's like, no, you're not a bad guy. You're a cute little house elf.
He was Truman Capote. Talk about a voice. Him doing Capote. And he was in Doctor Who, right?
Yeah, he played the Dream Lord.
Yeah.
Or the Dream Master or something. I forget what he called himself.
Whatever. And, yeah, so...
He's one of those actors. He's all over the place, yeah.
Yeah.
But we know from The Winter Soldier that he is basically responsible for the Hydra infiltration of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, while he's in prison, he's giving secrets to S.H.I.E.L.D. or SSR, as it is at this point. And sort of infiltrating and disseminating. And now he's got a hypnotist on his side to help indoctrinate. And we've seen that before in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I am happy to comply.
Compliance will be rewarded.
Compliance will be rewarded. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, right there, that's your founding father, your two founding fathers of the Hydra in S.H.I.E.L.D. Which I really wanted him to say Hail Hydra, but... I was like, oh, just close it out with Hail Hydra.
That's the one reason why I think that Sousa isn't a Hydra agent yet.
Because they're not, Zola's not being used by S.H.I.E.L.D. yet.
Right.
Or SSR.
Yeah, because he's still in prison. He doesn't have ready access to everybody. So I think that it's a possibility. It's something that might happen, but not something that's happening right now.
But he's not the only person that, like, he didn't necessarily start the infiltration. Because they said, you know, other people were coming in right after the war.
Yeah.
You know, useful scientists and strategists and all that kind of stuff was coming in from the beginning.
Yeah, but Zola is kind of our tie to Hydra. Like, he's the face of Hydra for us for now. You know, so if he's still in prison, then that kind of portrays that Hydra's still trying to get a foothold. It's not there yet.
True.
And there isn't really a shield yet either for
it's true.
Hydra to infiltrate. So I think it's going to be kind of like in the same formative years of shield, you'll see the Hydra infiltration.
Right. They're going to launch shield and be like, hey, look, we've got these guys. Let's make use of them. And that's going to be where it comes in.
Yeah. Which honestly, that's what I kind of expected from this series. Like I thought we were going to get more of that. I was a little disappointed that we didn't get that much like shield formation.
Yeah.
As it were.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get more of that as well.
Yeah, honestly, I almost expected it to be like where the show ended, be where they started to pick it up.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Peggy has proven herself, she's there, and she's starting to put things together.
Right.
Instead of, hey, look, here's, you know, we're going to pretend she's useless and make her prove herself again, even though as an audience, we've seen her time and time again be awesome.
Right. And even where the show kind of ends, it still kind of ends in the same spot, because if Thompson's now in charge, then...
Well, and it kind of has to end that way because the one shot of Agent Carter happens in the future of where they are now.
Yeah.
So she still has to be undervalued for that to happen.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, if they make season two, how would you feel about it being like, so this one was prior to the one shot. How about them doing season two just after the one shot and seeing where she goes from there?
Well, where is the flashback that was at the beginning of this season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., where does that fall?
I feel like that happened before she joined the SSR. That was back when she was still with the Howling Commandos at the end of the war.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
Well, I think, again, that I want to see more of the founding of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, maybe a time jump, but on the other hand, I don't know. I mean, they could skip forward a couple of years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have, like, a new threat rear its head.
Hail Hydra.
Hurts many heads.
Have it start with Thompson being proven to be completely incompetent and stupid and a douche.
Well,
you know, publicly.
Yeah, we already knew that.
Publicly.
We know that, yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't know.
At this point, I want to see a season two just to see Thompson taken down, just to see it exposed that he's a complete coward and useless and all the fun things that we have learned about him.
Right. Well, because when we get to the one shot, he is not in charge of the SSR.
Right.
It's the guy from the West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably didn't stay in charge for very long.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's see that. At least in a flashback or something, be like, hey, what happened to that guy?
Oh, he was a total buffoon.
Oh.
Like, he was great for beating guys in the interrogation room, but beyond that.
Somebody was delivering Chinese food to the SSR office, and he panicked and shot everyone and then buried them.
He buried the takeout menus before anybody could see him.
Maybe that's where the new season starts, is like the SSR is shutting down because they've run out of money. They're like, well, we're bankrupt because Thompson spent all the money on broads and booze.
Spent a lot of time hanging out with Howard Stark.
And, you know, for all the things you can say about Howard Stark, I don't think that Thompson is the kind of guy that he would be caught hanging out with.
I don't know. Because Howard Stark, as much as I love him, he's kind of a douche too.
Yeah, but in a completely different way.
Yeah.
Like, Howard's a douche in the sense that the more you learn about him, the more you're like, dude, you really are a douche, but you're a blast to hang out with. So, Thompson's one of those guys, like, the more you hang it to find out, it's like, the less you want to be around him.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll just go back to One Tree Hill.
Yeah, you know, it's perfect that he always plays a douchebag, because the actor, kind of known for being a douchebag, too.
How about that?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is called typecasting.
Play to your strengths. So we're talking about what we'd like to see in a season two, but based on the ratings, which were this week, 4 million viewers live plus same day, how likely do you think it is that we'll see a season two?
It just all depends on, I think, the strength of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., because if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is doing well in the ratings, then they can kind of say, well, if we have something to kind of fill the gaps when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't on the air, then it's still kind of win-win. Even if Agent Carter doesn't deliver big numbers, it lets them move the story forward and kind of like keep that interest up.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that it's more dependent on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s numbers than on this show's.
Right. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. numbers haven't been phenomenal by any stretch of the imagination. I think it's been hovering around like 5 million, 6 million, which is, for a network show, is not great.
Well, to quote Sean, it's a superhero show that has no superheroes in it, so...
Yeah.
It does now.
Well,
Yeah.
So I think that at this point, we're going to start seeing... It's going to take... This is definitely a defining moment where the show is either going to really take off or just completely tank.
Mm-hmm. And I think with the glut of DC shows that are on the airwaves right now and the... You know, impending Supergirl on CBS and whatever is going to happen with another spinoff from The Flash and Arrow or both. Mm-hmm. And I think Marvel's going to want to keep a dog in the fight on TV. They're doing the series with Netflix, which is great, but I think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is where they can really keep moving the story forward in like the main Marvel universe. And we've already seen that they're going to use that to introduce Inhumans. They did it to sort of play out the after effects of the Winter Soldier and set up Age of Ultron. So I think they're going to keep it running at least, you know, for the short term.
Yeah, I see it going at least 4 seasons. Like, it's not going to go 10 seasons or anything crazy like that. Maybe 5 seasons. But I think they're going to keep it around.
I'm starting to wonder if Marvel will just wind up conceding TV to CBS and go after Netflix, which they've already got a strong showing on, or they're going to have a strong showing on there. And just let DC have network TV, go the Netflix route so you can show whatever the heck you want and it all gets out there at the same time, and make your money off the movies.
I could see that, but so the thing about Netflix is they release everything all at once. Mm. So it's really, really hard to tie it in with a movie event like Captain America the Winter Soldier, like they're going to do with Age of Ultron in May.
Yeah.
So that gives them a platform where they're always airing promos, and unless it gets leaked online, you know, they're airing exclusive trailers and stuff like that. I mean, that's more what they have to keep a lid on, is like making sure that stuff doesn't leak online so people are tuning in to see it when it's on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
And bringing in the cameos of people like Jamie Alexander and
Samuel L. Jackson.
Samuel L. Jackson on on TV. Sorry.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
It can't be helped.
Yeah, it can't be said any other way, yeah.
You have to say it that way.
It's his name. How else are you supposed to say it? It is his name.
Yeah, that's what the L stands for. But anyway, again, I just don't know. If you look at the ratings and you follow TV by the numbers or whatever, they're very doom and gloom about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter. But I think it occupies like a different place than a lot of TV shows, where Disney owns ABC. Mm-hmm. They could run it without commercials every week if they wanted to, and probably still make money, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know if the ratings versus ad buys and stuff like that. I don't know. I mean,
I feel like this is a show that they don't even have to make a ton of money on. As long as they're not losing money on it,
right?
They're going to keep putting it out just because it helps with their branding.
Yeah.
And they can scale down production however they want, cut corners however they want. And
like we've seen a lot less of the bus this season.
Yeah. Which for the stories that they've told is fine. And I really think that the bus was kind of an artifact of the first half of season one, where it had to be a case of the week.
Right.
Because they were just biding their time until the big reveal happened.
And I've said this before, I feel like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. would have been much more successful as a mid-season replacement show.
Right, yeah.
Like if they'd run 13 episodes or whatever, and the first half of them had been before the Cap reveal, right. And the last half had been after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Because they were treading water for, I don't know, 10 episodes.
But that said, after that happened, the ratings went up, the reviews got a lot more positive about the show, and I think this season in particular has been phenomenal the whole way through, so.
Except they should bring Lucy Lawless back.
It's a comic book show. Nobody's really dead.
Yeah. I keep saying this. They cut off her hand. That's perfectly good character development that's wasted if you just killed her.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotham just cut out somebody's eye, or, well, they cut their own eye out, but.
Cut it out and then stomped on it.
That's right. That's right. So, it's all part of the character building of being a comic book character.
Yep. Like an eye patch and a hook for a hand.
You're damn right. Or like a gun for a hand. That would be cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Give her like a little blaster. It'd be awesome.
So speaking of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is coming back pretty soon here, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did they do to Reyna? Did you see this new poster for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I did. So we get to see Skye doing her whole back arching thing again.
Yeah.
And cool circles coming out of her hands.
She just needs to do that like every week, I'm saying.
Well, they put it on a poster now, so you can look at it as often as you want.
I mean, Coulson's looking at him. Look at him. He's like, yeah.
He's like, I'm not looking, but out of the corner of my eye.
I'm looking.
I'm totally looking.
I've got peripheral vision. I know what's up.
But yeah, Reyna definitely got the raw end of the deal in this whole Terrigen Mist thing.
She's all spiny, and she's got yellow eyes. Yellow eyes.
She's got like a snake face.
Which, all right, I crush majorly on Reyna. I think she is, like, hot, hot, hot. Okay? I'm going to be sad if I don't get to see that when I tune in to check her out on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So I'm hoping that it's not permanent.
I don't know.
Maybe something she can turn on and off.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like it doesn't usually work that way with the Inhumans.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
They're usually, like, it's a gift and a curse, so.
And mostly a curse.
And she, because she really, really wanted it, I feel like it's a be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It figures that it would end up tragically horrible for her.
Yeah, but that said, I don't know, she's kind of in shadow. She might be cute under that hood.
You like the scales? The scales do it for you?
Ripped for your pleasure.
Or they just didn't want to keep the actress on staff. They're like, no, you can do voiceover work and we'll just CG the character from now on.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that's another way they can cut corners, and it's the same thing as having the Ward sidekick as Evil May. Just have her play two roles. Go the Orphan Black route. They do it with Patton Oswalt. Why not?
But I believe SAG rules, for every character you play, you get paid.
Because
I'm pretty sure Tatiana Maslany is getting paid a lot of money for Orphan Black because she's playing so many characters.
Dear God, I hope so.
Well, yeah, because she's amazing. It makes up for her not getting all the awards.
But then wouldn't you be paid as a guest star rate, not a main star?
I don't know how it works.
Because you're not listed twice in the credits.
If I'm going to get paid 8 times as a guest star over 1 time as a main star, I think I'd be okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But maybe Reyna will see herself in her own head. So for those scenes, they'll just use the actress as she is.
Mm-hmm.
And then when other people are seeing her, they see all this.
All this. All this good stuff.
Lady Voldemort there.
That's exactly what she looks like. Lady Voldemort. Oh my God. Don't say her name.
So we got more posters this week.
More posters. Bring all the holo posters.
A new Age of Ultron poster.
Yeah, what do you guys think of that?
It looks like a movie poster.
There's a lot going on.
That's a movie poster.
It's busy, busy, busy.
And the Vision completely in profile.
Yeah. The only way you can tell it's him is because you can kind of tell he's got a yellow cape.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't even see him the first time I looked at this until we blew it up, because I thought it was just another one of the bad guys in the background.
Well, I think that's kind of what they're hinting at, too, is I think the origin for Ultron is going to be very similar to the origin for the Vision.
Yeah.
So, again, I think it's going to be one of Stark's creations.
Well, yeah, and typically their origins are tied together.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we got quite the cast on this movie here.
Yeah.
If you scroll down and read the fine print, you've got your normal Avengers. You've got Don Cheadle, Aaron Taylor Johnson, Quicksilver, Elizabeth Olsen, doing Scarlet Witch, Paul Bettany, Cough Cough the Vision, Kobe Smulders, Anthony Mackie, Falcon, Haley Atwell, Agent Carter, Idris Elba, who is
Heimdall.
Heimdall, right? Stellan Skarsgård.
Dr. Erik Selvig.
Selvig. Hopefully not in his underwear this time.
I think he was fantastic in his underwear, so whatever.
You know, I had just managed steroids to block that.
And James Spader as Ultron and Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. Who apparently not dead now, so...
Not dead yet.
Yep, back in the coat and the eye patch.
Yep.
I like that look better than the hobo look.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Although I will say you can see the Avengers logo prominently displayed on Chris Evans's massive shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's interesting if you compare the look of this promo art to what they did with the Avengers 1 promo art.
Well, at the time that the first Avengers came out, we'd had two Iron Man films.
Right.
And he was kind of the star of the universe at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But we've seen the Chris's start to take a more prominent role since then, especially coming off the heels of the last Captain America film.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, because they obviously get, like, the front billing. Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans are kind of, like, right there in front. And that's going to be, like, the next big thing, Civil War.
Yep.
Well, no, actually, if you look down at all the stuff under the logo, it's got a Joss Whedon film, Robert Downey Jr., Avengers Age of Ultron. So he...
Right, yeah, he's...
He does still get top billing, yeah.
Yeah.
He is above the line, or what do they call it? Yeah. Above the...
Well, I mean, if you look at the names at the top, he's got first billing.
Yeah.
Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Mark Ruffalo, then Chris Evans, then Scarlett Johansson, Jeremy Renner,
yeah,
James Spader, and Samuel L. Jackson.
Every time. Nice.
We need to have one of those little counters going on in the corner. Like, that's four.
Put a dollar in the swear jar.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I am super excited for this movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to just watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and watching increasing teasers
right
of where it's headed, because it's real time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as stuff is happening on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., we're going to be, like, ticking down until May 1st, and I don't know when the finale for S.H.I.E.L.D. is going to be.
May 20th.
So it's going to be post-Avengers.
Right, and actually, Daredevil is going to drop in the middle of the back half of the season as well.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
I wonder if we'll see that play out in any way.
Or at least get a reference.
But I feel like Daredevil's probably not going to tie in as tightly.
No, I'm hoping that we get a reference.
Right, me too.
Which I'm okay with, because I think what they're going to do with Daredevil and Iron Fist and Jessica Jones, they're going to set up, like, the Defenders.
Right.
And that's kind of like the street level organized crime and all that cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it's just like another corner, like Guardians of the Galaxy is the
galactic
sci-fi. Yeah, the galactic stuff. And
yeah,
Doctor Strange is going to be the cosmic, and Thor is like the gods and all that. Like, this is like the street level.
Yeah, with Daredevil, like, we might see like some newspaper headlines or some news reports or something like that.
Yeah,
alluding to the other stuff.
Or just even a name check or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, yeah, Matt Murdock's going to be hanging out at Tony Stark's penthouse or anything.
Yeah, no. He's not going to be trying to move the hammer.
But it's still New York. I mean, it's still New York.
Oh, you know what would be funny, though, is if he's like, yeah, I helped Tony Stark get out of a DWI a couple years back.
Well, in the comics, though, to be fair, like, that does happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jessica Jones, too, is involved. So,
yep.
Boy, I wish they would do a She-Hulk. I'm just going to always say that. This is my chance to say, do She-Hulk.
Who would they get to play She-Hulk, though?
I don't know.
Hmm. Okay.
Whoever. It doesn't matter. Somebody.
Back in the day, I would have said China, but she looks scary now.
Yeah, if they'd done it 20 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like if they'd done Wonder Woman 15 years ago, Lucy Lawless, but...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They drug their feet.
I don't know. Does it have to be somebody huge? They can't do it like CG stuff, or... I don't know.
For She-Hulk's not the same as Hulk, though. Like,
yeah.
She is She-Hulk all the time.
Yeah, in some of the stories, yeah.
Yeah. And
I don't know. I feel like if you're going to just do exactly what you did with the Hulk, but with a chick instead, why bother? But if you're going to do something different, like have her always be She-Hulk, that could be more interesting.
Well, I mean, you get to see her bust out of her clothes. Come on.
I think they have films like that already.
Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, and she, in the more recent run of the She-Hulk comic, she ends up suing Tony Stark, which then makes things awkward for, like, the Avengers.
Nice. Well, speaking of Tony Stark, we also got our first character poster featuring Iron Man, and it came with a little bit of an announcement. Well, an announcement of an announcement to come.
Yes, in 8 days, we will find out something.
And when was that posted?
Yesterday or early today.
Okay.
So, this time next week, we'll know something.
Yeah, hopefully by the time we do the podcast next week, we'll know what's going on.
Right.
So, I feel like it's got to be one of two things. He's either announcing how many more Marvel movies he's doing, or he's announcing that he's not doing any more Marvel movies.
I think it's going to be how many more is he going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, because at this point, I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's not going to do any more solo films, I don't think, but he's not going to go away.
Which, that's fine, because we've seen Iron Man do his solo thing enough.
Yeah.
Leave the solo films for new characters and just have him show up in other people's movies or in the Avengers films.
Yeah.
Just kind of like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just have him come in and spice up the rest of the universe instead.
Right.
Yeah.
And Hugh Jackman just said that he wants to play Wolverine until he dies. So I think that Robert Downey Jr. isn't going to let him...
Outlast.
Yeah, outlast him, yeah. He wants to keep cranking out those movies.
Right, and Robert Downey Jr.'s got a slightly cushier gig than Hugh Jackman does playing Wolverine.
Slightly. It's like, I'm going to put on my suit now and let the visual effects artist take over.
Yeah.
He's like, I could just sit in a chair in front of a green screen, right? Like, I don't need to even stand up and walk around, do I? And Hugh Jackman's like, I've just been in the gym for 14 days straight.
I mean... I think it is the role that Robert Downey Jr. was born to play.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
There's no question in my mind now that it's not Sherlock Holmes, it's Tony Stark.
Yep. Completely.
Yeah, it's because Doctor Strange is actually Sherlock Holmes. Get it right, people.
That's right. He is the real Sherlock, yeah. Which, man, I hope that somewhere down the road they're in the same movie.
Yeah, I want to see Tony Stark with Doctor Strange arguing about a Sherlock Holmes novel.
Something like that, yeah.
That would be funny. But no, I feel like it's going to be Tony Stark being like, magic's not real. And then Doctor Strange doing magic.
Yeah.
Still not real. So we also got a little bit of casting news for Marvel's AKA Jessica Jones. No major characters, just a few supporting characters. An actor named Ika Darvill is going to be playing Malcolm, a neighbor of Jessica's.
Okay.
Aaron Moriarty is playing Hope, a young girl.
Moriarty?
Right. Speaking of Sherlock Holmes.
What?
A young girl who becomes a client of Alias Investigations.
Mm-hmm.
And Will Travel is playing an NYPD cop who takes protect and serve very seriously.
Ooh, yes, he will. He will protect and serve her, if you know what I mean.
And none of these actors look like people I've ever seen before in my life.
Yeah.
That's good.
I have no idea who these people are.
Okay.
But I mean, come on, they're joining Rebecca Taylor, Carrie Ann Moss, and David Tennant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix has done a pretty solid job with casting and everything I've seen up to this point, so I'm not concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then our last bit of news is a new promo for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s mid-season premiere.
Oops, which I forgot to watch.
Slacker. Take a minute. But it's all Sky.
Yeah.
All Sky, all the time.
Yep.
Oh, wait. I think I did see it. She's making stuff shake, right?
Right. And she uses the phrase inhuman.
Right.
She says something like, I've become something inhuman.
She's going to shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Feel good. Are we watching it right now?
I watched it already. You can watch it if you want.
Yeah. We've already watched it. We're waiting on you.
Oh, sorry.
Waiting on you now.
How long is it? Like 30 seconds? Let's see. Let's watch this promo. Oh no, it's Jurassic Park. Oh, she's in a... Oh.
They've got the danger keep away sign on her door.
Yeah.
And like a lot of good that's doing.
Oh my god, that looks amazing.
Guys,
I can't wait.
Next week.
I know.
Daisy, Daisy, bicycle bound for two.
Daisy Quake.
Daisy Johnson.
Well, whatever.
Her name is...
Daisy Quake Johnson.
Her code name is Quake.
I know.
Daisy Dude. Quake Johnson.
Daisy the Quake Johnson.
Do you smell what the Quake is shaking?
Shaking Quake.
Oh, man. Maybe she was at a Shake Shack. Oh.
Hi-oh.
Hi-oh.
You guys are never getting back into China.
No. No, no, no. Just got to make it twerk. Yeah, I love Sky too, so seeing her with superpowers is going to be pretty cool.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thing that I'm wondering is, like, are they going to draw out the whole what have I become kind of thing? And because, I mean, that's the way that it seems that they're playing it, is she's not sure what she's becoming, and she's trying to come to terms with stuff. And
the next three episodes, Aftershocks, Who You Really Are, and One of Us.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I think they're getting ready to dig pretty deep into the Inhuman stuff pretty quick.
Yeah.
One of Us.
But it bothers me. I'm like, okay, so she just went through this thing. She's having trouble figuring out who she is, and you're going to put a danger keep away sign on her door. It's not going to help with her confidence very much. It's like, no, you're seriously one of the team.
Well, she can't read it. It's it would be backwards to her.
Yeah, and nobody can read backwards.
No.
I feel like, it might be a situation where she said, you've got to lock me up. You've got to keep me from hurting somebody.
Yeah, that might be the case, but the way that the promo looks makes it seem like she wakes up there and she doesn't know what's going on. We'll see what happens.
I'm excited.
Got less than a week. Yay!
Woot! I'm going to watch that so hard.
And there's some new casting, right? I forget who, but they added a couple people, and Mockingbird's going to be on full time, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that there's a spot open.
Too soon.
Too soon, man.
Sorry, we just got done cleaning up. You know, we just got done sweeping them up. I don't know what else.
Oh, it got a little dusty in here, man. My eyes are watering.
Well, they didn't even have to cremate him. They just put him in the canister.
I'm just so broken up over it.
Wow, that got dark real quick.
Real quick.
Yeah, so this is good. Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm so thankful for Agent Carter, because I would not have been able to get through this hiatus without Marvel on my TV.
Well, good news. If you could pace yourself, you could go all the way through August and have something to watch every week if you just, like, watched one episode of Daredevil a week.
But right. Not going to happen.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Come on. Watch one episode of a show on Netflix. Come on.
I know.
But I'm hopeful that sometime this summer, Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. will do an episode-by-episode review of Daredevil.
That is the plan.
And I'm hoping that since Gotham and The Flash will be on summer break, that I could be included in that discussion.
Well, we had considered allowing you on the show, but that was before you made SP edit so much for this cast. So,
damn,
I don't know if you'll be invited back.
Damn it. It is going to be a Netflix show, so they can be a lot edgier and darker and use harsh language and have nudity and stuff.
Adult content.
Which is really what I'm hoping.
It is going to be rated TV-MA.
You don't care about the story, you just want nudity.
I do.
It's all about the boobs.
I watched Marco Polo.
Yeah. But I guess we haven't really talked about this on the podcast yet, but the plan is that we're going to go through all of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and we'll probably briefly discuss Daredevil the week that it comes out, just like some first thoughts. But then after...
Literally spoil everything.
Yeah. Just spoil the crap.
Yeah. Be like, oh, did you watch it? Too bad. Here's everything.
No, we probably won't do that. But then after Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. wraps up in May, we're going to go through episode by episode this summer talking about Daredevil.
And Age of Ultron.
Well, no, we'll pop in an extra episode that week.
Yes. Oh my God, I can't wait.
May 3rd is when we'll record that. May 1st is when it comes out.
Right.
Get your feedback ready, guys.
So close.
So soon.
And then when is Ant-Man? Is that's the next one in the pipeline, right?
That's what we call too soon.
July too 15th, soon. I believe.
Ant-Man is too soon?
Too soon. Not too soon enough.
Are you guys pro Ant-Man coming up, or are you a little anti-Ant-Man?
I'm going to watch it, of course, but I feel like it's going to tank so hard.
Honestly, I'm excited because no matter what, it's one of two scenarios is going to play out. Either it's going to suck and prove that Marvel is actually mortal and vulnerable to failure.
Yeah.
Because everybody's just waiting for that moment because we know it's inevitable. Or two, it's going to be absolutely amazing and cement the fact that they can do no wrong and everyone will worship Marvel till the end of time.
Right. Well, I think with Guardians of the Galaxy, that was kind of what everyone was saying.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, well, they're going to take these complete unknown wacky characters and you're going to have a talking raccoon and a tree and all that stuff. But then they had this insanely awesome marketing campaign for Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. That first trailer that came out and you were like, oh, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah. And I don't feel like Ant-Man has captured that yet with what we've seen.
Because they had their first trailer come out not too long ago, and I was still like, okay.
See, that's the thing. There's a big difference between Guardians of the Galaxy and Ant-Man. Because with Guardians, it was one of those things that nobody thought was going to work because it was so obscure. But it was a movie that everyone that was in it had poured their heart and soul into, and they had all kinds of faith in it. This is a movie where we've had the director quit. We've had casting.
Multiple directors quit.
Yeah. I mean, it's just everyone has backed out of it. So it's like, it's not a, are people going to buy this obscure character anymore? It's, this movie has had some serious trouble.
Yeah. It's had a rough road.
Did they have enough time to actually make it worth it?
Yeah. And if you know one thing about Ant-Man, what do you know?
He's a dick.
He shrinks?
No. Haley got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Hank Pym. Beats his wife.
Yeah. He's an asshole.
Yep. He's almost as bad as Reed Richards.
Scott Lang is the Ant-Man that they're going with, I guess, so.
Yeah, but Hank Pym's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Beating his wife. Except she's dead.
So. Which it's too bad because I really like the Wasp.
I do, too. I love Janet Van Dyne.
Yeah.
She's the first female superhero that was remotely interesting.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping that they bring her in somehow, but. Yeah, and remember, if you go all the way back to, like, 2006, it was Jon Favreau pitching Iron Man and Edgar Wright pitching Ant-Man. And that was his project for years and years and years.
Imagine if it had come out in, like, 2006 or whatever, or 2008 instead of Incredible Hulk.
That would have been probably phenomenal.
Yeah, it probably would have been really good.
Yeah.
But,
So, I would have preferred that. But, yeah.
But to be fair, this is a different Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
With different expectations and a different...
More constraints than there were 6 years ago.
That's a good point, yeah. So, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. So now we're into the feedback part of the show. And there's not a lot this week. We had a lot of people asking about why there was no live tweeting, and that is because Lauren is still off in her Black Widow training, and Star Pie, I don't know, got busy and didn't do it.
He's getting his S.H.I.E.L.D. director training.
Yep.
He snuck in. It was a whole ordeal.
Yeah, he's wearing one of those Groucho disguises.
But he had a lanyard, so they just let him walk right in. I don't know what the deal is.
They were like, he's got a lanyard. We can't stop him.
That's right.
It's a total forgery. But Mr. Paraclete said, great final episode. Zola cameo for the win. Carter on bridge accidentally creates Tiger Shark. Which, if you know who Tiger Shark is fantastic. He's a guy that's a shark. And his name is Tiger Shark.
Nice. Nice.
And he goes up against Namor. And they have, like, monologue offs.
That's funny.
It just bothered me when she was pouring the blood out. Because I was like, okay, A, that stuff should have been coagulated by now. Like, I don't care what you put in there because it wasn't, like, because it was the 40s.
No. Super soldier blood.
It's super soldier serum.
Yeah.
He survives in ice for 70 years.
But then the other part of it is I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you're just dumping biological waste into the water. That can't be good. I don't care if it is superhero blood.
You're going to have like a bunch of super fish beating up fishermen.
It's like, hey, look, I caught a trout. Oh, my head.
But what if it gets swept into the sewers and creates the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No. They get created by the same stuff that makes Daredevil.
Yeah. Oh, the ooze. Yeah. The secret of the ooze.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll get that origin story on Netflix, you know, next summer.
Right.
Once Michael Bay has completely run it into the ground.
Ugh.
You mean he's not finished yet?
No. He's never finished.
There's still a slight pulse.
Yeah. All right. Well, join us next week as we discuss the mid-season premiere of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 2, Episode 11, Aftershocks. Lauren and Star Pie will be back for that episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, by us, you mean you, because Jay and I won't be here.
These guys won't be here. Don't worry. We'll kick them off the show. If you'd like...
Wouldn't be the first time.
Nope, wouldn't. If you'd like to reach us before then, You can find all of our contact information at legendsofshield.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and YouTube by searching for Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. And we have forums available at forums.gunnageek.com, or you can search for Gunnageek on the Tapatalk app. So thank you to everyone who left us some feedback this week. I know some of you live tweeted the episode, even though Lauren and Starpie weren't there to join you. So thank you for that. So until next time, I'm Agent Haley.
I'm Agent Lobster.
And I'm Agent J.
Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you'll find all of our contact information in other shows. You can also visit legendsofshield.com where you'll find our complete archive of podcasts. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legends, Stream, or Gunna Geek. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the property of the Disney Corporation. No infringement is intended.
That's why I don't watch anything with anybody. Because it's like, screw you. Those that fall behind get left behind. I live my TV life by the pirate code in more ways than one.
What do you guys say we do a podcast, huh?
Okay.
Oh, is that what we're doing tonight? All right.
What do you think? Should we talk about... You want to talk about The Flash? Oh, wait. Wrong podcast. Wait, is this my first time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I believe it is.
It is, isn't it?
Is this your first time too, Jay?
No, it's not my first time. I find it hilarious that our network is so incestuous. It's like, wait a minute, have I been on this show before?
Have I been on this podcast before? I've falsely stated that I've been on podcasts.
This place looks awfully familiar. Are you sure I haven't been here before?
I mean, yeah. It all looks like my computer to me.
We use the same interior decorator for all the podcasts, so yeah. Except for ours, which is covered in poop.
I've never been on this podcast before.
No, I don't think you have. I don't remember Jay being on it, but I would believe that he has.
No, I have.
See, I couldn't remember if you'd been on this cast or if I was remembering that episode of Starling Tribune I did. That's never going to air.
You did?
I was on Starling Tribune, but it aired.
It was a season 2 episode.
Oh, yeah. No, that'll come out in like a year and a half.
Okay. I think it should be getting close.
Well, if he ever put anything out, just not going to happen.
I like that no matter how far behind I get, I can always give wing crap about editing.
Yeah.
Yep. But we're not that far behind now. I'm going to get that last episode out tomorrow, and we'll be all caught up. So
Stark is there to turn himself in. He loses but I can't, can I? He loses his cool.
It's all about the boobs.
Okay. Well, this was fun. I'm glad I finally got to be on a Marvel podcast. Did you see the big news?
I probably didn't.
CW developing a Flash Arrow Universe team-up series with the Atom and Firestorm.
I did not see that. That sounds awesome.
And Captain Cold. And maybe Canary.
Ooh.
The dead one.
Ooh.
The dead one.
I like that one better.
Yeah, me too.
I don't think that's an unusual opinion.